Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Dan, good morning, man. How are you?
Gentlemen, happy early Thanksgiving to you both.
Oh, bless you. Right back at
you. Same to you, Dan.
You'll be busy.
Thank you.
But,
you'll be busy, but at least you won't be in Detroit like you have been in past Thanksgiving. You can enjoy Thanksgiving at home before heading to Philadelphia, I would imagine. And Friday is going to be one of those games that a lot of people have been highly anticipating. A lot of hype surrounding it. I guess let's start there. How competitive do you think Friday will be?
Yeah, I think it will be very competitive because I think you've seen the Chicago Bears football team that finds ways to be competitive. I know this is a step up in class in terms of the quality of competition, but this isn't the same Eagles team that was showered in confetti in February. They've got vulnerabilities, they've got some weaknesses, and you've just got to be sharp. But I think having the opportunity to play this game is a very big deal for a program in the stage that the Bears are in, and now you go out there on a short week and you give it your best swing.
I guess as I look at this game and we talk about it, I thought that Declan Doyle did a really good job of breaking down the Vic Fangio defense and just discussing it. And I'm sure they're talking about it. But Vic creating a shell, trying to keep you from explosives, and the Bears obviously being able to create explosive plays has been the key to their season. Does it end here? Do you believe that his ability, a great defensive coordinator, can shut down an offense and the chess match between Ben Johnson and Vic Fangio, one of the great defensive coordinators out there? Olin said that should be pay-per-view. Do you feel like it's that sort of a matchup and it comes down to that?
I really do. And Vic is the thing that worries me about this game the most from a Bears perspective, because you're trying to get ready for a coordinator who is so good at what he does, and you're trying to do it on a short week with a young quarterback. And so whereas in the past I might have been very worried about the Bears being in a mismatch coaching staff-wise, you feel like they've got the guy in Ben Johnson to find answers, to go attack this week properly. Now it's about Caleb Williams applying those answers in real time. They're going to challenge you to run the football against a really aggressive front. They're going to, as you said, play a lot of shell, disguise coverages, and make you understand what you're seeing as soon as you take the snap. And so Caleb is really the guy under the magnifying glass this week on how quickly he can react to what he's seeing, apply the answers that Ben has given him. But for the first time in a long time, you feel great about what you have in your offensive coordinator to provide the blueprint to go try to win this football game. And that's an incredible feeling for the Bears to have. And again, now it's all about applying it in real time on Friday afternoon.
So, Dan, I know it's not as simple as this, but what would you say or how would you describe the Bears' plan against Jalen Carter? Because the strength of the Bears' offense is in their interior line, and Jalen Carter is one of those guys, as we know all too well here in Chicago, can wreck a game quickly. So that, to me, is one of the more intriguing matchups on the line of scrimmage.
It's an intriguing matchup, and you know, the Bears have a strength on the interior of their offensive line right now, and it's been incredible to kind of not worry about that part of your football team for most of this season, to feel like you're pretty secure up the middle. So now you just, again, you've got to go out and win. You got to go out and win one-on-ones when they're there. You got to decide when you're going to apply some double teams. This is obviously, it's such a loaded defense in Philly with the players that you have to account for. You know, it's Jordan Davis right next to Jalen Carter. You've got Jalen Phillips and Nolan Smith coming at you. You know, there's Moro Ojomo's that had a good season to this point. And so, again, I think it just comes down to winning one-on-ones when you're asked to win one-on-ones, and they're going to have to figure out a way to do that consistently. Philly is not, you know, again, you go through some of their season to date, and you don't feel real intimidated by what you're facing. I think that the one area on both sides of the ball where they have the decided advantages is they're really good inside the red zone, both on offense and defense. And so that might be the ultimate X factor in this football game is whether you can match them with one of their strengths when the ball is inside the 20 on both sides.
Dan, how much does the injury report impact your thoughts on this game? And what is the impact of the injury report? Who's in, who's out, to your knowledge?
The linebacking core, based on the estimated injury report we got yesterday, is still a mess, right? Noah Sewell, T.J. Edwards still out, Tremaine Edmonds on injured reserve. And so all the celebrating that was done on Sunday for how the reserves played, in a justifiable way against the Steelers on Sunday, now takes on a new storyline when you've got to turn it around again and do it once again against the Eagles on Friday. I didn't think that the Steelers stayed committed to the running game the way that they could have and should have, given the success that they were having. Saquon Barkley's not having the season that he had last year, but man, that guy's a threat. And if you want to lean into him on Friday against a depleted Bears linebacking core, that there should be opportunities to do so. And so that's going to be significant. And then I think we're all kind of waiting to see when the official green light comes for both Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, and I think there's some anticipation that might be this week.
If it happens Friday, or when it happens inevitably, I think that it's been interesting to me how, from Ben Johnson to Al Harris and even Dennis Allen alluded to it, there doesn't seem to be a plan to reduce the playing time for Nashawn Wright. It would seem that Tyreek Stevenson might be an odd man out. There also could be the option of rotating Jalen Johnson in gradually until he gets his game season legs under him. But it sounds to me like, Dan, if you were to rank the guys who are going to be leading the cornerbacks in snaps, Nashawn Wright sounds like he has earned the confidence. And with five interceptions, you know why.
Five interceptions, two fumble recoveries, right? So seven takeaways on the season, and you can't take a guy that's making that many plays off the field. I know he hasn't been airtight in coverage all the time and has been beaten for some big plays this season, but man, what a story he's been for the first 2.5 months of this season. And you've heard consistent messaging from inside the building. We've got to get our best 11 on the field, and at this point, he's been one of our best 11 for sure. Tyreek Stevenson's hip injury is a sort of a wild card in this whole discussion. It might make the point entirely moot, but you do offer some options there, David, with Jalen Johnson maybe not taking on his full workload right away, and you can figure out how you might want to rotate a few guys. But at a minimum, you said it, that Nashawn Wright has earned the trust and the confidence of his coaching staff, and justifiably so. He's not just making plays, he's making highlight reel plays. That interception to start that football game Sunday against Pittsburgh was next level, right? I mean, just an incredible catch, incredible body control to get the feet down. And so you just want to have guys on the field that play to your strengths. And one of the Bears' strengths this year has been taking the football away, particularly with the back end.
Dan, you know, we talk about the Bears all the time, and we look at how they are. We look at them through the prism of the league. What are you seeing with the Eagles when you've dived into what they're doing? The very fact that they goodness gracious, somehow lost to Dallas the way they did. Where are you at with that team, and what exactly are the Bears facing here?
So you guys will appreciate this, because those Sunday results sometimes sneak up on you late at night. Like, you're at the press box at Soldier Field, you're watching the game, you go down to the locker room, you're like, oh, Eagles are up 21 points. And then you get home and you're having a dinner and a cold one. And you're like, wait a second, the Cowboys won that game? You know, and like, so you get shocked by some of the swings. It's a tough loss for them at this stage of the season, given what's at stake for a team that's, you know, obviously trying to repeat, obviously trying to go after that number one seed in an NFC that is loaded at the top. I mean, the Rams and the Seahawks are really good. And so it's a disappointing loss. They haven't found themselves the way that they did a year ago. Again, they haven't been able to get Saquon Barkley unlocked. They haven't really been able to get A.J. Brown playing at his peak potential. Again, offensively, I think the two things that they do really well, we talked about the red zone just a minute ago, but they don't turn the ball over either. I think they're the fewest turnovers in the league so far this season. We've commended the Bears for how good they've been with ball security. The Eagles are even better, only six turnovers on the season. And so you're going to have to find, they're not going to beat themselves, but they're not as explosive as you'd fear. And so I think the Bears should have some level of confidence getting on that plane Thursday and going out there that they can very much get in that ring and compete.
How surprised were you, or what was your reaction to post-game Caleb Williams coming across as somebody who didn't just win a game? It looked like somebody who had maybe even lost it and was maybe disappointed in his performance. And that kind of reaction, I thought was telling, because you had a victory over a winning team for the first time this season, and you had a quarterback who had a big part in that victory not exactly exude that kind of exuberance that you might expect.
I think part of this season revolves around Caleb getting a true understanding of how difficult it is to play quarterback at a high level in this football league. And I think he's getting that right now. I think the coaching staff is reminding him every single day of how hard this position is and how many demands there are with it. And so I think some of it was that. Obviously, we know he missed some throws that he normally makes on Sunday, and those have to be better. He's last in the NFL right now, guys, in completion percentage. He's behind Cam Ward and Trevor Lawrence in that category, and that's got to get better for this offense to go where it wants to go. That said, they scored 31 points against a winning football team on Sunday, and it just feels like, for us who have observed this offense for decades struggling to do anything, that this is a fantasy world where you can go out there and not play well and still get to 30 points. It's amazing what they've done to get this offense humming the way it has without being fully dialed in. And so, look, I think Caleb understands what's ahead for him. He's got a lot of big tests down the stretch of the season. It starts Friday against Vic Fangio and a very proven Eagles defense. And so there's just no rest here for a young quarterback trying to find himself. And I think that was probably part of what you witnessed on Sunday, David.
Dan, obviously, this is the first game they're playing against Jalen Carter. And, they opted to go with a right tackle overtaking him. They felt that Jalen Carter was they didn't have the leadership in the locker room to be able to absorb a guy of his with his kind of questionable, I guess, mixed reviews, however we want to talk about it. I'm just wondering how has that decision gone this year? Do you think Wright's emergence has changed the way you look at it, the unicorn stuff, or is it still kind of one of those one that got away situations?
It might be both. I mean, Jalen Carter was part of the fuel that won the Eagles a Super Bowl last year, and so we can't ever discount that in Chicago, that you let that player slip by you on the draft board when he was there for you in terms of the impact that you knew he could make. The questions were all whether you could keep him in line and whether his character would be something that would concern you on a day-in, day-out basis in the building. I've said from day one that in order for that decision to work out, Darnell Wright's got to be your starting offensive tackle on either side, somewhere on your offensive line, and playing at a exceptional level into the 2030s. You know, and like so that's the test here. Darnell Wright has had a really good season. He's responded to coaching incredibly well. He's made a ton of growth over these last 2 months and played very well up front. Now it's all about consistency. Can you do that for the rest of 25, into 26, into 28, 29, 30, 31, 32? Like that's the test here, because you let a potential perennial Pro Bowl guy for your defense get past you. And so now you have to really hope that the investment you did make in Darnell Wright pays off. Really, here in the last couple months, it has. And so you want to just see that continue for a long time, not just for the next few weeks.
Ozzie Chiprillo graded out quite well at left tackle, especially in pass protection situations. Maybe not as much against the run. Are you going to be supportive if or in agreement with the decision to put Theo Benedict back at left tackle, if that indeed is the case, because it looks like Benedict was a full participant, simulated practice. But if he's healthy this week, likely he'll return to the lineup, or would you give Ozzie Chiprillo a second start?
Yeah, my guess is Benedict would be your nod when he's back. And like you said, he was listed as full in a practice that didn't happen yesterday. And so we'll see what they decide to do for Friday. I would guess that would be where you stay for the short term, but you certainly got some encouraging video out of Sunday's game with Ozzie, for him able to hold his own, for him able to show comfort on a side where he was uncomfortable during the summer. And so, again, it's another little feather in the cap of a coaching staff that has been really rock solid for the last 5 months at not only player development, but game planning and keeping their team locked in to every single day of every single week. And it's incredible for us to be here at the year anniversary of what happened last year in Detroit, talking about how well the Chicago Bears are.
I'm wondering, you know, we heard various coaches mention, certainly Dennis Allen spent a lot of time talking about guys that help people. Bigsy wrote a profile on Dan Roschar. I didn't know he had come out of retirement to take this job. That's incredible. And the job that he's done has been excellent. Who's been the best assistant, if you had to pick one? I'm just saying.
That's
who's
a good
your
question.
Friend, and who are you going to suck up to? No, it's a joke. But there's been a lot of people that we've heard of. And
I got one in mind.
I know you do, and we'll get to you in a second.
I know. I'm curious what Dan says.
Let's start with Dan, yeah.
I've got two in mind for you. Dan is one of them. I think he's just done a really, really good job. They've obviously got him pieces to work with up front. And the revitalization of the Chicago Bears offensive line is one of the best stories of this football team. He's a treat to talk to, because he's one of those guys that just gives it to you straight every single week. He doesn't try to, you know, talk in circles and hide things from you. He tells you what he tells his players. Like, this is a grown man's league, and this is what we're good at. This is what we're not good at. Al Harris's work with that secondary is certainly incredibly notable. He had success in Dallas with a couple of guys who led the NFL in interceptions, with Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland, and now he's doing it with Nashawn Wright, and obviously you got Kevin Byard up there at the top of the interception leaders list as well. And so I think those two guys have been really, really, really positive additions to this coaching staff, with a coaching staff that, again, it's just rock solid top to bottom. It's a credit to what Ben put together. It's a credit to the tone Ben sets every single day for you know, what people call precise communication, right? Like, you know what you're supposed to get done that day. Now go get it done, you know? And so incredible. Again, like, I wish I could have sent myself a letter that I could have read in my hotel room in Taylor, Michigan last Thanksgiving night when you were looking at that train wreck and said, listen,
no
this
doubt.
Is going to get better, right? Like, all of this stuff that's going on with the Chicago Bears is going to change, and it's going to change significantly in 365 days, and so here we are.
It's a great frame of reference, though, because Thanksgiving arrives tomorrow, and a year ago, you're watching the meltdown in Motown, and you watch the Bears have to do what they did in firing Matt Eberflus a day later. And here they are, a year later, back in contention.
Totally different
culture
story.
Has shifted. Everything seems to be a transformation change.
Who are your guys?
I would say, if you had to pick one assistant coach, Dennis Allen has been the godsend that Ben Johnson needed, because he has been head coach / defense. Now, under that umbrella, I think Al Harris deserves a ton of credit for the job, Nashawn Wright, and getting guys ready to play.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but I think it's easy to pick the guys that lost all the players, because they've been forced to do things, and you can't help but notice in those situations. So Dennis Allen has stood miles above everyone because of the changes he's had to make and the things he's had to address. And you're, it is, we don't know enough about the individual position coaches, but I really have enjoyed this staff. And I think Al Harris is a great answer. And I think Dan Roschar is a really good answer too.
Yeah, and you know, one of the fun talking points for the last few months with Al Harris is some of the ways he teaches his DBs about you don't have to cover your man, you have to cover their system, you know. And so, like, he provides tips on little cues that you're going to get from players on the opposing offense to tell you what kind of route your guy is going to be running. And so when you start to see it through that eyes, as I'm not covering this guy, I'm covering the concept that's coming at me, it puts you in position to make plays. To the Bears' credit, they've shown a lot of ball production on plays that have come their way. And obviously, Nashawn Wright's at the top of that, Kevin Byard and the other guys on that list. So it's a really cool, unique way of looking at things through a DB's eyes that yeah. tell you, okay, it almost alleviates a little bit of pressure on you. And then it allows you to understand what exactly you're trying to get done on a given play.
Who's going to win the game?
Man, I've been wrong the last 2 weeks. I picked the Vikings in a close one. I picked the Steelers in a close one. I'm leaning towards picking the Eagles in a close one. But you just can't discount this Bears team right now because it's 6-1 in the close ones, right? Like, they've been winning all these close games and finding a way. And that's not by accident. You know, that's from a swell of belief. It's from a swell of composure in critical moments. They've got that magic right now working for them, and so now they're going to have to go do it on a huge stage in a short week against a proven opponent. I'm going to pick the Eagles probably, Molly, but I'm not going to do so with as much confidence as I certainly would have a couple months ago.
Great stuff, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a
All right,
great
guys,
one.
Enjoy your holiday.
That is Dan Wiederer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
Some of you Packer fans are classy, but for some of you obnoxious scumbags, I got one thing.
That is some classy stuff right there. From our guy Les Grobstein. Who are you rooting for on Thanksgiving? First place Bears, Lions, and Packers in second and third. Texters, rooting for the Lions to win, knock the Packers out, make the last game of the season matter. Ben's not going to lose that game against his old team. That's what I'm saying. Like, those kind of logical thought processes are available to you, you know? Here's another one. Based on the remaining schedules, I think we need Detroit to lose on Thursday. That's from Sean in Charlotte. So I'll be hoping, not rooting, for that outcome. That's an interesting way to think about it. He's going to hope, but not root. Is that possible?
It's semantics, I guess, but I view them as the same thing.
Yeah, so do I.
It feels very similar, hoping and rooting.
After this game, Green Bay has the two against the Bears. They also have at Denver, home against the Ravens, and then at Minnesota at the end. That's tough. Detroit, after this one against the Packers, is home for Dallas, at the Rams, home for Pittsburgh, and then at Minnesota, at Chicago. Detroit has it easier the rest of the way by strength of schedule, you would look at.
I mean, the good thing is both are available on the Bears' schedule, so they will control their own fate.
Come on now. How hot is that?
Oh, man.
It's Thanksgiving, and the Bears control their destiny in the division. My goodness. Chris is in Hammond and is now on the score. What's up, Chris? Who are you rooting for, Lions or Packers on Thursday?
It's a hard one, but I'm going to go for the Lions, unfortunately. But I was wondering, how would a tie affect all the standings with the Packers having a tie already?
That's a good question. So, two ties. Anthony, did you
bring out your tiebreaker scenario?
Yeah,
speech.
No, I don't have a double tie tiebreaker scenario. Yeah, no, I mean, it'd be harder for them to get the number of wins it would take. Ties are not wins. I guess
they're also not losses.
No,
oddly enough.
That's a great That's a really good point by you. I think I'd like the second tie for Green Bay, cuz then Detroit has a tie and maybe Detroit can never catch you in wins. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so even if they had the tiebreaker, but you could still that's the real question. If the Detroit has the tiebreaker against you, but they have a tie instead of a win on their record, then you don't need the tiebreaker. Then you beat them. Yeah, so I do want the tie.
I mean, as long as you end up with a better record, yeah.
Yeah.
If you end up with a worse record, then it's not as advantageous.
Right, but I think I do want the tie. I think it's a good call from Chris.
Okay.
So let's all root for the tie?
No, I don't think so. Like, I mean, I think Tyler's under the impression that everybody's going to, like, just kind of lie down at the Bears' feet was the impression I got in our group chat last night. San Francisco's awful. And, you know, everybody stinks except the Bears now. That was Alex.
I just said that San Francisco looks gettable. Yeah. Brock Purdy loves to throw it to the other team.
Yeah, so that was Alex.
He's got a bad habit of that.
Alex is is drunk with power right now. I just thinks the Bears can just roll over everybody.
Yeah.
Tyler, who are you rooting for, the Lions or the Packers?
I mean, is it even a question? Give me the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yesterday you came in to the studio, Speaks, and you tried to justify, like, maybe you want the Lions or the Packers to win, because if the Bears win, then you have two games up on the Lions, and I just see Baby T's eyes glazing over. Like, I know this guy, and he, the most mild-mannered person, he treats everybody with respect, except for the Green Bay Packers. I do not know anybody that hates the Green Bay Packers quite like this person right here. So you trying to, like, convince him, maybe it's good for the Packers to win on Thanksgiving Day.
I was doing was trying to present it as a topic.
Yeah,
like,
it was
why,
like,
we might get input on both sides.
I could just see it in his eyes. It was like the grobber fart noise, like, like, yeah.
Little raspberry
he was
there.
Not having it.
That's, you know what? I just realized that this is one of the great impossible pairings in score history. Tyler Ferengul should be producing Les Grobstein's overnight show right now.
Yeah.
What a beautiful pairing they would be. They would make sweet, beautiful sports talk music together.
We would hate the Packers for 5 straight hours. It would be glorious.
Every week.
It really would. Every week, no matter what. No matter what the schedule said. That would be the sports radio of equivalent
of the Packers suck chant that happens as you're walking to Soldier Field, no matter who the opponent is?
I remember being in Green Bay and doing a radio show with somebody. It was Kabir Bajabir Miller. I went and did his radio show one night, and they started playing that song. And whatever the sports bar was, whatever pub we were at outside of Green Bay somewhere, everybody in this pub was just shocked that I was not familiar with the song at the time. But yeah. I grew up a Bears fan. I didn't grow sit around listening to the Bears still suck. So for them, that was just like their anthem that they just constantly play. No matter where they're at in the season, no matter anything else is going on, it's striking that the Packers have dominated the series with the Bears so much, and yet Packers fans cannot wait to rub it in everyone's face anywhere near Chicago.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it is a loathing. It is a deep-seated loathing. So I understand why Tyler cannot get there.
Can I throw a realistic take, though, for why I would say Detroit? If Green Bay wins, it's still going to be that weird less-than-a-game thing with a tie. If Detroit wins, Green Bay moves behind Detroit. If the Bears win and Detroit wins, it's still a game. It's not a matter of, you know, oh, the Lions are behind the Packers. It's still that farther gap from second place to first place.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't get any of that. Did you get that?
I wonder. Well, I think that versus the double tie, that was at least easier to follow than what would it happen was? In another
I mean,
tie.
I fumbled the double tie.
Because
I was trying to do it live.
Can
I was
we get
like,
Steve Kornacki in here?
We don't need him. Get the magic wall.
Point of the take is a second place Lions team is farther behind the Bears than a second place Packers team.
Well, the
Lions have the head-to-head, though.
It's the same. The Lions have the head-to-head.
So then what is the next tiebreaker? If the Lions won the first one, the Bears won the second one, is it about margin of victory? Do the Bears need to win by 37 points as opposed to the Lions who beat them by 31 or whatever it was?
Before? Would 8-4 beat 7-4-1?
That's the thing. That's why I want Detroit to get a tie. That's why, because then, like, they could have the same number of losses, but they couldn't possibly have the same number of wins, assuming that the Bears don't get a tie between now and then. You got me? I think I'm back on top.
I mean,
in terms of making sense,
7-4-1, that is a different amount of games, by the way. Too.
Yeah, Lions
need the same amount of games.
How about the tie, Tyler? You could deal with a tie, couldn't you?
Tyler does not want a tie.
Baby T doesn't want a tie.
Thank you very much.
Baby
Remember,
T does not want a tie.
You know, we haven't done that. We haven't been enforcing the Baby T rule where he has to talk about himself in the third person. That's an excellent call. Let's bring that back for tomorrow for the holidays. It'll be a festive day before Thanksgiving. Leonard is in Orland Hills, and we hope Orland Hills is okay with that. Leonard, what's going on? What you got?
So here's my take. I think I want the Lions to win only because I'm so confident that the Bears will win on Friday. We'll keep the Packers at least one full game behind us, because I was there in 2010. I remember the Bears letting the Packers in the last week of the season. And we're like, that's okay. What are they going to do? We got home field in the NFC Championship game. And guess who's there? So, no, I am not taking any chances. The further away Green Bay can be from any sort of playoff picture, I'm happy with that. So, unfortunately, I have to root for the Lions to get some turducken tomorrow or on Thursday. So, go Lions!
I really like it, Leonard. You're bringing back some experience. The many times, or at least the two times that I can think of, that the Bears and the Packers ended up running into the playoffs, it just in the Jay Cutler era, and then after that as well. And it's just like the gruesome reality of losing to the Packers in the playoffs. I'd like to avoid that.
Those
at
old
all
scars.
Costs.
Those old scars matter.
Yeah. No. I'm with Les and Tyler, the great unimagined previously radio combination in Chicago history. I'm with those guys. F the Packers. I got to tell you, are we in the trust tree? We in the trust tree right now?
I think so, yeah.
Who's listening?
Okay. Last week, when the debut of the segment, Matt Locks, which went really just okay, let's be honest. Tanny could have done more. He admitted himself. I could have done more, okay?
Me too.
How Tanny was the first name that got mentioned. And who could
but
have done
more?
But
here's the deal. I ended up in the awkward position of wanting a Matt Lock to be correct, and that included me picking the Steelers. So down the crunch time of that game on Sunday, I just had a small portion of me, just a small portion of me thinking like, well, if the Steelers win, at least the Matt Lock will be correct.
Jeez.
I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Never again. I felt dirty. I felt ugly. I felt wrong. I felt stupid. It's never going to happen again. So, Baby T, I'm with you. Thank you for recalibrating. exhilarating things. And thank you to Leonard and Orland Hills for that. And I am absolutely go Lions on Thursday.
So that was the last Matt Lodge?
That was one and done. We are okay, one and done on Matt Lodge.
First and last.
That's
Matt
right. Lodge. Grand opening, grand closing of Matt Lodge. That's the way it's going down.
Was it at least like, did he use the theme song from
yes.
the old show?
Oh, yeah. So, Ted, he did
what
fine
more could you have asked for then?
A lock sound effect.
The Matt Lock theme song?
Yeah, a lock sound effect, you know, each time. But Daddy knows he got it. Yeah, right, exactly. Like whatever. It's never going to happen again.
Bum, bum. That's the wrong show.
If you were there last week, we'll always have our one and done version of, that's Law and Order, of Matt Lock. So, yeah. So there you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What is your Bears-Eagles prediction? How much of that is based on the injury report? And which quarterback will have more passing yards? And what running back will rush for more rushing yards?
Okay, this is a tough one because the Bears have played so well, winning 4 in a row, 8 out of 9. They are where they are because of a lot of reasons, but this is a tough one, and it always has been the toughest game on the schedule, I think. And I want to see if people who are picking the Bears, were they picking the Bears at the beginning of the season, or are they prisoners of the moment? And if you are, that's fine. But I want to hear the explanation for how the Bears are going to beat the Eagles because I want to make it, but I can't. Objectively, I just have a hard time seeing how the Eagles are going to ignore the urgency of their season. And there's a ton of it after losing to the Cowboys, after taking a 21-0 lead and blowing it. I can't imagine many sports towns more restless this week than Philadelphia all season long. You lose to the Cowboys like they lost to the Cowboys, and from sports talk radio to every sports bar in Philly, then there's going to be that kind of urgency Friday at the Link. So I think that it's going to be a close game. I think that Jalen Hurts won't have as many passing yards as Caleb Williams, but I think Saquon Barkley is going to be the leading rusher, and they're going to run behind that offensive line, and the Bears are going to lose 27-23.
All right, this is tough because I'm not going to go with my heart here. I would pick the Bears. I'm going to go with the Eagles here, and I said it a little bit before earlier in the pick six that this is going to be a matchup between Ben Johnson and Vic Fangio, and I feel that the Eagles are going to be on offense is just going to run it and pound it against the Bears. I think Barkley's going to have a good game. I think he's going to be really interested. I think Nashawn Wright probably going against A.J. Brown would be a good matchup to look at and rotating maybe with Jalen Johnson and those guys. But I think it's going to come down to the last play. They're going to be trailing the whole time. I think that's why Williams will have more passing yards than Jalen Hurts. I feel like CeeDee will make a great defensive play that will put the Bears in a chance to win it.
You're being very specific.
And then what's going to happen is the Iceman, Houdini, is going to fall just slightly short. And it probably won't be on him. It will be probably a drop pass, I'm saying, to Roma Dunze in the end zone.
Wow.
And the Eagles are going to win 30-24.
Oh, ouch. That's going to be tough if that is true. That would be a that'll be a Black Friday indeed.
What we'll be talking about probably when we all get back here would be like, should they pass the ball? Did he see the open guy over there, the DJ, or Coastin Loveland? Like, that would be the talk.
It's like Brandon had a nightmare, and Roma Dunze dropped a winning pass in the end zone.
His dad's going to tweet.
I love that prediction.
Wow. I got to tell you, so this is a very difficult game.
It's torturous.
To wrap your mind around.
It is.
We don't know who's in or who's out for the Bears. We do know that they managed to win a game with an attrition of schedule game, and now they face another one. What's driving me completely bat-you-know-what crazy is this seven-point spread. That is not making this any easier. 7 point, I keep thinking, well, let's see. The Eagles and the Bears, if you look at what's going on this year, both these teams have won a lot of one-score games. In fact, between the two teams, they have 16 one-score wins. The Eagles have won exactly one game by 7 points. One bloody game by 7 points. Think about that. And now we're sitting here. The obvious answer is that the Eagles are going to win the game. And the obvious team to pick is the Eagles. But because of that, and because of everything else going around, I'm going to pick the Bears to win by a single point. I'm going to pick a 24-23 victory for the Chicago Bears.
Wow. I did not expect that.
Nor did I.
I did not expect that. I love it, but I did not expect that.
I was not expecting
to
do this.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't know why I feel this way. It's just come upon me. I love being opposite what everyone thinks. I've talked to about 10 people, and I've talked to some really good Bear fans. Everyone accepts they lose this game because it's attrition of schedule. It's who's there and who isn't. I don't know why I feel like they can squeeze this one out. It doesn't make an ounce of sense. I'm making a mistake. Don't follow me if you're wagering. But I'm taking the Bears by a point, 24-23.
Well, I think we all have close games. We all have one-score games. And I think that is going to make for a very tense Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm really pleased that we don't have to really break it down until Monday. I can watch it a couple of times, go over it, and review it.
I'm very pleased that you have the pregame show off, so you don't have an opportunity
to change my pick.
To change your mind or
David,
your pick.
Do you know? Can I tell you something? I've never changed my pick. I've always stood by whatever
I've
You've
always stood by what you said on Friday, but
I've kept that option open.
Kind of changed your mind.
I've kept that option open. And I last week was kind of like, man, am I making a huge mistake here? I might be making a mistake. I stuck with the Bears.
Right.
Because I picked them on Friday.
But I didn't know the linebackers. I didn't know Tremaine Edmonds was headed to IR. I mean, he's been one of their better, one of the more and accountable players.
Picking the Bears isn't contingent on these guys coming back even. Even if they don't, you figure they'll find a way because they have pieced together a pretty good defensive showing without some of their best defensive players.
And frankly, the guy that scares me most in the game is Barkley.
Yeah.
More so than anyone else. And
he
can
leap over you backwards.
I know that they've got good receivers. I know that they have good numbers. I know that they just came off a game. The fact that they lost that game to the Cowboys is really more reflective on the Eagles choking than it is on them having the Cowboys being good. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's just how it wound up. And at the beginning of the year, I had the Eagles winning this game. So I hate going against myself from earlier in the year, but it seems like it's a different deal. And again, it's the time of year. To all things now living, a song of Thanksgiving.
24-23, that's a tight game.
That's right.
So you picked the Bears. We picked the Eagles. I wonder what Dustin picked. We should have gotten his prediction before he left.
Text him so we can use his pick when we talk.
Or if he's listening, he might be texting himself. So we could use his pick as he could tie.
I hope he's sleeping.
I'm sure he's going Bears.
Wouldn't that be great?
I doubt if he's sleeping.
Oh, he was.
Dustin never sleeps.
Rust never sleeps. Hey, my. Rock and roll will never die. All right, we've got Dan Wiederer. We're going to bring in Dan. We'll get his pick. We'll talk to him about the silliness of Mully or David's overreaction, whatever it was. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.